Somebody once told me, if you move to Minnesota, you'll absolutely hate it. Hate it after the first year, but if you make it through the second year, you'll never want to leave. It took me 8 years. Well, make that six. No, I'd say seven years. Anyway, in a nutshell, when I first moved here, I felt I'd lost one of the few skills bestowed on me at birth, the ability to make friends. I felt shut out. Almost all my friends were from outside Minnesota, so it was with great curiosity and maybe a sense of affinity that I went to a meeting of Twin Cities transplants at a St. Paul bar. The first thing I noticed was the level of intensity in the conversation, like people hadn't had a heart-to-heart with someone in months. Okay, maybe that's an exaggeration, but it was immediately clear that this group functioned as a lifeline for many of its members.
I've made almost all my good friends through the group.
I've met a lot of my closest friends. It's the catalyst of my social activity. This is where I met most of my really good friends, male and female.
In fact, for Twin Cities Transplant's founder, business consultant Lori Kirsten, the group not only revived her social life, but led to matrimony.
Actually, we're the eighth marriage in the group. That's not the goal of the group, but it does happen when you put this many people together in a room.
Twin Cities Transplants isn't a business networking group, nor is it a singles group that warms up with icebreaker games. Just a gathering of folks with one shared experience. Some of the members are from the farther reaches of Minnesota, but most are from out of state. Lori Kirsten started the group 7 years ago with the most innocent of intentions. She was new here, from Iowa. Her Twin Cities friends from college were moving away. Her social circle was quickly shrinking, so she placed an ad in the paper.
I figured that if I'm new in town and I wanted to meet more people, there've got to be other people like me looking for the same kind of sense of community that they're maybe not getting.
And it was that question that plagued me. Why weren't they getting that so-called sense of community here? Kirsten offers a theory that all Twin Cities transplants eventually understand. You see, most people who live here grew up here and will be laid to rest here because, in Kirsten's words, it's a wonderful place and most people have already established their social connections, so there's no reason to reach out to new faces.
There are only so many people you can have in your life, and if you started making these connections from age four on, you just don't need any more people. So in a sense, I think it was more difficult for me than any place I had experienced.
When I tried to coax a bitter diatribe out of Kirsten about the painful isolation a transplant may experience in the Twin Cities, she stopped me in my tracks.
It's easy to do a lot of Minnesota bashing, and we have to always be careful about that, because we chose to live here, and it's a wonderful place.
It is. As the evening wore on, it became easier to get the transplants to open up. Native Chicagoan Christy James has lived here 8 years and doesn't mince words about whether she likes living in the Twin Cities.
Absolutely love it here.
But her affection for Minnesota didn't come easily. A year and a half after she moved here, the gregarious James still hadn't made any friends, and she spotted a Twin Cities transplants ad in a local weekly right next to a Life in Hell cartoon. She noticed many of her Twin Cities acquaintances were on a track which began long before she arrived.
So when you grow up and you live with mom and dad and then you go to school, it's assumed that you go either to the University of Minnesota or one of the private schools around, maybe St. Kate's or St. John's. And then you move back to the Twin Cities and live in Uptown. And then you have your friends and then you meet someone, maybe get married, and then you move back out to the suburbs.
On that track, you're surrounded by people you know with family close by. In other words, the thought of flying home for Thanksgiving seems foreign. I asked James if she ever wondered whether her presence bothered Minnesota natives.
It's funny that you say that because I had a roommate once say to me, because we were talking about the fact that how difficult it was to meet people, and she said, well, maybe did you ever consider that we feel threatened, that you might break up our group? So that one particular thing is always stuck in the back of my mind. I thought, well, that's silly. I would never want to break up your friends. Maybe I could enhance your group of friends.
Now, some Minnesotans listening might be feeling a little defensive at this point, but remember how Christy James feels about living in the Twin Cities.
Absolutely love it here.
And maybe it's just human nature to exclude new people from your group. Heck, Dan admits there are even cliques in Twin Cities transplants.
We're a group that has... that people have to break into just as they would in the outside, but we try to be more friendly than, you know, your
your coworkers, so your average Minnesotan.
Yeah, well,
you were gonna say it. You were gonna say it. I felt bad after I said that. Typical, obnoxious, mean-spirited interjection from a non-native. And I've lived here 8 years. I am a Minnesotan. Suddenly, I felt the voice of my conscience rising in me. And it sounded a lot like Lori Kirsten.
It's easy to do a lot of Minnesota bashing. We have to always be careful about that, because we chose to live here, and it's a wonderful place.
All right. Perhaps the most forlorn, unhappy transplants I ran into were Arrow and Carlene. Arrow is from Wilmington, Delaware, and came here 3 years ago by way of Virginia for grad school. According to Arrow, there ain't no Southern hospitality here.
It's not in Virginia where people will come up and just talk to you on the street, and you come here, and it's not easy. It seems like everyone has everything in their life prioritized, and they have no space for anything new in their life, so it's not... Although there's a lot of elements to the state I do enjoy, it's just been frustrating and rather alienating, to be honest with you.
Arrow's girlfriend, Carlene, thinks she should have had an easier time over 3.5 years since she's from the Midwest. In her mind, she's still an extrovert, but the number of friends she's made here wouldn't indicate that.
Since I've moved here, I mean, I can count on just a couple of fingers who my true friends are, and even those people are not always totally welcoming, you know, in every situation. Like, I don't feel like I have somebody who I can just pick up the phone and talk to every day except for Arrow, and that's because we're a couple. And we were both in the same boat when we met. Two kind of sad people, actually, but and depressed. But
Arrow says where he's from, out east, it's 2 hours to New York, 2 hours to Washington, and there's a constant influx of new people.
Out here, it's in two hours you can get to Duluth, and you get to Duluth and like, this isn't much different at all. And then in the next city, Chicago is 8 hours away, and I think that they've become so isolated that they start to think that this is what there is.
Now, I hope I'm not giving you the impression that all Twin Cities transplants feel ostracized, because that's just not true. California native Juliana Benner found Minneapolis a refreshing change from San Francisco, where she didn't even know her next-door neighbor.
People say that Minnesota nice is really actually Minnesota ice, and I found that to be absolutely false. I find people to be very welcoming.
And BG from Bombay, India, has fit right in. Heck, he even discovered a childhood friend lived here.
I love the Twin Cities.
And don't forget how Christy James views her life in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Absolutely love it here.
Perhaps I should let James be a spokesperson for all Twin Cities transplants who feel they're on the outside looking in.
We're not against people who live in Minnesota. We absolutely love the area and love the people. We're just saying, hey, welcome us. We're not a threat to you. We just want to, you know, take part in your great state like everybody else does.
Enough said. This is Chris Roberts, Minnesota Public Radio.